From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. America's top envoy is sending a message to North Korea that we're not your enemy, while the White House continues to assert all options remain on the table to halt Pyongyang's ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. During a rare appearance Tuesday at a State Department media briefing, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke about the relationship with North Korea. But James Kim, a research fellow at the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies, says Pyongyang's continued ICBM testing underscores its rejection of the U.S. approach. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's holding Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro personally responsible for the health and safety of two opposition leaders seized by police in the middle of the night. UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein is calling for their immediate release. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein says he's deeply concerned that opposition leaders Leopoldo López and Antonio Ledezma once again were in jail. The Venezuelan Supreme Court revoked their house arrests, claiming they were planning to flee. The High Commissioner's spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, tells VOA the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention has declared the detention of both López and Ledezma to be arbitrary and says they never should have been arrested.
It is absolutely illegal under international human rights law to arrest somebody and detain them arbitrarily.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.